I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our lectionary gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to John, beginning at the first verse of chapter 5 all the way to verse 9. We are reading from the NRSV translation. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem by the sheep gates, there is a pool, called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words that we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us.
Amen.
So welcome, isang mapagpalaya at mapagpalang Sunday. Nice to see you all, and it's a very happy thing because someone who have been with us, siyempre hindi ko siya papangalanan, someone who have been with us online for a year or so, ay kasama natin for the first time dito sa in the flesh. In the flesh and dwelt among us. No? So kasama natin siya ngayon today. First, there was a voice and it became flesh and dwelt among us. Yan. And then kasama din natin si JT today. No? First time to worship naman din in physically, although nakasama natin si JT sa ano, sa dalawang workshop. Ayan. Sino kasama natin sa ano, sa online? Si Stanley, and si Stanley Christian, si Irish Christian, Christian what? Nakasama na natin dito? Ah, okay. Okay. Welcome, welcome. Ayan. And then we have also someone returning from Davao and Cebu. Ayan. Salamat sa kanyang paano. Sa kanyang paayuda today. May paayuda. Salamat. Okay. So, our reading for today is a lectionary gospel reading. It's the scheduled reading in Catholic and some Protestant churches, no? And to some people, it's a familiar reading, a familiar story of healing in the Gospel of John. Question number one, what weighs you down? Ano ang ano? What weighs you down individually and systematically? Ano yung pumipigil sa inyo o nagda-down sa inyo, naghihinder sa inyo at this moment in your life? Both on an individual basis, personal yung buhay, and is there anything that weighs you down because of the environment you are in? Yun. Sabi nila, move on na daw, char. The election results and the upcoming political environment, it weighs Someone says it weighs him down. Okay, ano pa? What weighs you down? Ano ang parang nagpapabigat sa'yo, pumipigil sa'yo, naghihinder sa'yo at this time in your life? If, on an individual basis, ano? Uncertainties. No? Kawalan ng kasiguraduhan. Although we've discussed in this church that sometimes ang kawalan ng kasiguraduhan can be a gift. Sometimes. It depende sa konteksto. But certainly in other contexts, it can be something that troubles you, something that hinders you from moving forward. Our scripture today and the interpretation I'm going to be preaching can be applicable in several contexts or backgrounds. It can be relevant to you as LGBTQI+. It can be relevant to you as a person living with or indirectly affected by HIV. Ngayon nga pa, nung Friday pala is International or World AIDS Candlelight Memorial. No, it's the day designated to remember that the people that have died because of AIDS. Not HIV, AIDS. Okay? Although they are somewhat connected. It can be applicable to you as someone who is still grieving the results of the election. So, what I'm going to preach today, and particularly the reading, the healing story, can be applicable to several backgrounds and contexts. It can be applicable to anyone who is feeling stuck at this time, or someone na niyakap na yung kanilang sitwasyon sa buhay kahit hindi nila bet. Mayroon ba sa inyong ano? Niyakap na ang inyong sitwasyon sa buhay kahit hindi nyo bet? Meron. Okay. Yung bang, wala naman mag, parang election lang din. Wala naman tayong choice eh. Di ba? So, well, pwede naman nating hindi yakapin. Sabi ko nga dun sa post ko, ano, we acknowledge, but we do not accept. We do not celebrate it. The gospel reading today, which I said, the lectionary reading, is about a man who have been sick for a very long time. A very long time. And someone who decided to stay where he is for 38 years. I haven't researched much on kung may significance ba yung 38 years, no? Dun sa story. But definitely, it just says it's a very long time. For people who are not reading the story carefully, the immediate assumption about his illness, well, bago ko sabihin yung illness niya, ano yung sa tingin yung sakit nung ano, nung lalaki that was there for 38 years? Keto. Although 38 years siyang nagstay dun sa lugar niya, pero it means he was sick even longer than that. So anong tingin niyo? Ano sabi? May nagsabi ketong. May nagsabi hindi ano? Ano yung polio? Ganun ba yun? Pag eh di ba may mga may... Hindi, pero may mga may polio na tinamaan ng polio. Yung, di ba, nagsushort ang ano, umiikli ang paa. Parang ganun. Yun kasi ang understanding ko ng polio eh. Well, which is yun yung assumption ng madami. The immediate assumption was ang sakit nung or karamdaman nung lalaki has something to do with being crippled. No, being crippled. kung hindi mo binabasa ng maigi yung story, the actual text, that is the assumption. Isang taong walang kakayanang maglakad. But the story doesn't say this at all. On the contrary, opposed from it, the man said that he is able to make his way to the supposedly miraculous pool of Bethesda. Yun yung name ng pool, which means house of olives or house of mercy. Depende kung ano yung, hindi sila makapag-decide ano ba yung actual, na, yung Zeta word, if it is referring to olives or to mercy. How, Beth kasi is Hebrew for house. Beth Zeta. House of olives or house of mercy, which has both my connection to healing and restoration. No, oil, olive oil as anointing for the sick, and mercy has something to do with compassion. They believe, dun sa story na yon, they believe that an angel would steer the water of the pool. No, i-disturb ng isang anghel yung tubig ng pool. And the very first person, sick, may sakit na tao, who gets into the water upon the disturbance, will be healed. Yun yung paniniwala nila about the pool of Bethesda. So nag-uunahan, based on the story, nag-uunahan ang mga tao na may sakit para unang mailubog ang kanilang mga sarili sa tubig sa paniniwalang sila ay mapapagaling nito. Ano man ang kanilang sakit o karamdaman. The one curious thing to notice is bakit ba maraming mga taong may karamdaman ang naniniwala at umaasang mapapagaling sila ng isang pool of water sa moment na ito ay biglang gumalaw. That's one curious thing about the story. And one interpretation is that then and now, many sick people, both in body, mind, and spirit, do not have access to quality healthcare, social support, and spiritual consolation. This is a systemic problem during the time of Jesus, even going back to the time of Moses, or even much earlier than that. But it is the very same thing up to today. Which is a tragedy for today, because today we know more and better about society and about physical, mental, and spiritual health. Mas marami na tayong alam today about well-being. It's not just health, well-being. At later on dun sa story, yung tanong ni, yung sagutan nila ni Jesus is, do you want to be made well? Well-being, yung totality, overall. So we know now more about well-being and physical health care and social support. But still, then and now, the system is still in such a way that, number one, people believe, because there is lack of that well-being na support, access to that support, access to that kind of care, number one is that people turn to superstitious things. Yung mga, itong pool of Bethesda, ang katumbas niyan ngayon, sa panahon natin ngayon, ito yung mga lumuluhang estatwa. Lumuluha ng dugo o lumuluha ng langis. Tapos iinumin. At may isang famous na article niyan, hanapin nyo, hindi ko alam ano. Pero sa India, I'm not sure if it's in India, but there was this in one country, lumuluha yung ano, yung estatwa nung, I don't know if it's Mama Mary or si Jesus Christ, no? Lumuluha yung estatwa. Tapos, di miracle daw, miracle. No? Sabi ng mga taong naka-witness. And then, sinasahod nila. Tapos iniinom, magpapagaling. And then later on, they found out, yung kinalalagyan ng statwa, mayroon palang leakage sa sewage. Sa, ano, daanan ng maduming tubig. At yun yung kanilang pinapahid-pahid at iniinom. Ano pa ba? Mayroon pa yung mga, di ba, yung mga, maraming ganyan, no? Yung pader, may mukha ni Jesus o mukha ni ano. Lahat ng pader magkakaroon ng yung may mga, ano daw yan eh, it's our mind trying, our brains trying to make sense of certain figures. No? At palagi tayo naghahanap ng ano, mukha on certain ano, surface figures. So that's one. Because of the lack of access to the health, physical health care, social support, proper spiritual guidance, number one, people out of their desperation and hopelessness turn to superstitious things and practices. And that is systemic. It leads them to that because there's just a systemic lack of care. That's one. And that is certainly in the story. And part of that system, kahit hanggang ngayon, is nag-uunahan yung mga tao. Kanya-kanya, mag-uunahan kami to get to the pool. I find it superstitious because if God is truly a God who does want to heal people by that pool, there is no need para mag-unahan. Hence, it is a superstition. Second, ano yung second ko? Taong may sakit. Ayun. Okay. Susugan ko pa yan. Superstition. For example, isa pa. LGBTQ people. LGBTQ persons. Because of the lack of well-being, some queer people believe that they can change their sexuality. That is also, they believe on that superstition and that kind of pseudoscience, pseudo-psychology of conversion. I want to cure my sexuality. I want to change. So people, LGBT, some LGBTQ people who have been raised in conservative churches would have themselves undergo conversion counseling or conversion therapy, going to what I call as quack pastors and pseudo-psychologists, promising that through their methods, they will be cured or that they can remove an important part of who they are. At kung pupunta naman tayo sa HIV and AIDS, because of social-religious stigma, social and religious stigma connected to HIV, na pag, ano ba yung mga social stigma at religious stigma niyan? Malandi ka, kaya ka nagkaroon ng HIV. Diba? Kikirekirengking ka, kaya ka nagkaroon ng HIV. You are living a sinful life, kaya ka binigyan ng HIV. At yan ay sakit lamang ng mga Bex, dahil Bex lang naman ang mga malalandi. those kinds of perspectives, which are structural, social, cultural. And therefore, some people who have HIV would turn to, well, in some context, they would, dahil wala kang social support, they would rather not know their HIV status. Ayoko malaman, ayoko magpa-test. Okay na yan, wala naman ako nararamdaman eh. Until such time that it's too late. Marami sa mga namatay ng AIDS ay some of them ay hindi na, never had their status checked, their HIV, whether they have HIV. Hindi, never nagpa-test, never nagpa-screening. So they just live their lives as if they don't have it, they don't know if they have it. Of course, magde-deteriorate yung immune system. At some point, you will then turn to AIDS and you will die of AIDS. And then there are those naman na, again, because of lack of social support, proper information, nagkaroon ng HIV. Nagpa-test, nalaman niya. Ang kanyang reaction ay, ayokong maggamot. Baka lalo kong mamatay dun sa gamot. That's one. May mga reasons. I've counseled people with HIV, people who just learned about their status since 2012 or even earlier than that. I have visited people in San Lazaro and in RITM, even in Medical City. And that one of the common things that they say, ayoko magamot. Baka lalo akong mamatay sa gamot. Ayoko magamot kasi pupunta ako dun sa clinic. Pag kumuha ako ng gamot, baka makilala ako. Pag nakilala ako, ayun, you know, nag-overthink na pag nakilala ako, my life will be over. I'd rather not have that. Wala naman ako nararamdaman eh. Nalaman ko may HIV ako, wala naman ako nararamdaman. No? So some people living with HIV die because they, even though they already know that they are HIV, they decide to not take the meds. And I know specifically someone who nalaman niya na meron siyang HIV 10 years after saka siya nag-start maggamot. Buti, okay pa siya. It means kaya pa ng katawan niya. In that buti, he decided after 10 years of knowing, finally nag-take na siya ng ARV niya. And again, this is systemic because of lack, a kind of social structure that we have. Political, social, economic, religious, that there is absolutely no support, care for LGBT people and for people who are living with HIV, whether they know it or not. And there's a lot of misconception. There's a lot of disinformation about both about sexuality and about HIV. And so, to some extent then, in terms of LGBT and some people are living with HIV AIDS naman is they're too poor. They are so poor. Willing silang mag-take ng ARV. Nakwento lang to sa akin, no? Si Pastora Carlene, to those who saw my post about the ordination of Carlene, she is the coordinator for HIV program ng National Council of Churches at isa sa mga nakwento niya sa akin sa kanilang programa, there is this mother and child, parehong may HIV, but they are so poor. They're willing to undergo the meds, but they are just not able to go to the clinic to get the meds on a monthly basis or regularly. Kasi nakatira sila, malayo eh, from RITM, parang Valenzuela, Bulacan area. No? So, yung ipapamasahin nila, at that moment, kaisipin ba nila mamamasahin sila to go to RITM? Kung ano, at kinamatayan na lang nung the mother died. I don't know what happened to that child, if this child is still okay. And that's the same in the time of Jesus as it is today. Ah, meron pa nga eh, meron pa ako mga a couple of people who nagtitake ng ARV for many years and then eventually nag-stop kasi nakapanood ng YouTube na masama daw ang ARV. And it is better to take natural supplements. Tapos yung gumagawa, yung nag-video, yung nasa YouTube video, sa kanya ka bibili nung supplement, no? Kung di ba naman budol. No? And you know, and their body eventually deteriorates because they stop taking the meds. Superstition, pseudoscience, the lack of care, health care, and well-being support from the time of Jesus to up to today. But it is even, sabi ko nga, it's even more tragic today because of course, in the time of Jesus, they do not know things from a scientific medical point of view. And they do not understand society in a better way as we know now. But we still have the same struggles today. That's why people turn to... Also, we can... point this to also why people turn to false messiahs and to false leaders promising outrageous things to solve the many problems of their individual lives and the society they live in. Matindi talaga ang desperation at hopelessness that people turn to all kinds of crazy things. But of course, for them, that is not crazy. For them, that they don't see that. You know, they it's just their hopelessness and sometimes hindi natin masisisi. Let us now turn to the sick man. We do not know exactly what was the sickness of the man. Hindi sinabi. Some interpretations easily assume that he was crippled, but again, the text itself says that he is able to make his way to the pool. Kaya niyang pumunta dun sa pool. Yun nga lang, hindi siya makatakbo ng mabilis dahil nga may sakit siya. Hindi naman porket hindi siya nakakauna dun sa pool, ibig sabihin hindi ang sakit niya hindi siya nakakalakad. It only means may sakit nga siya. Pag may sakit, may lagnat ka ba? Kaya mo bang makipag-marathon? Makipag-unahan? Hindi na ba? So, may sakit siya. Not necessarily crippled or paralyzed. May sakit siya. And yung sakit niya prevents him from running. The man did try by his own words. Sabi niya, he tried his best to reach the pool. Pero each time he did, someone else got into the pool ahead of him. I would even assume that aside from the superstition of the pool of Bethsaida, tulad siya nung woman who has been bleeding for many years, in another miracle story, like her, I think he would also have tried to seek the best doctors of his time. As best and as capable as he could. He made an effort until such time that he simply gave up. He simply gave up. And the text says, yung mismong text na binasa, he has been laying there for 38 years. Dumating sa puntong humiga na lang siya sa kanyang mat, higaan niya, malapit dun sa pool at pinanood ang mga taong naguunahan dun sa miraculous pool. Indeed, for many of you and countless kababayans, there is a social, religious, cultural, political, and economic system that forces you to either seek superstitious or ill-informed practices and methods of well-being, or to force you at some point to stop trying. Stop making the effort, or a combination of both. There is a system that weighs you down and forces you to simply find comfort in your hopelessness and terrible situation, to embrace your sickness and the superstition that you believe because someone else gets ahead of you and no one is there to help you. Kaya maririnig mo rin marami sa mga bakla, sa mga LGBT, yung eh ganito lang tayo eh. Tayo lang yung mga baklang hamburger. Bakit ba pinagigiitan natin na isabatas ang mga kung ano nung mga bagay na yan? Ang lalaki ay para sa babae. Talagang tayong mga bakla ay pang bakla lang, baklang hamburger, yung sabi niya, di ba? Huwag na nating igiit, huwag na tayong mag-ingay. Hindi, si mother. But although same din siya, same din ang chicken niya. Na wag na lang, let's just give up. I shall just give up. There is no point to all of this. We embrace what the system tells us, what the system forces us to be. May sistema na tinulak tayo, tinulak kang yakapin na lamang ang iyong kalagayan at mga pinaniniwalaan. Kaya may mga LGBT yun nga, patuloy pa rin, nagsisimba sa mga, kahit na, spectrum din naman yung mga churches eh. Ba may mga churches na hindi pinag-uusapan ng LGBT, may mga paminsan-minsan na pinag-uusapan, merong toxic talaga, at meron talaga yung ititiwalag ka. So may spectrum din yan. But even in those extreme anti-LGBT churches, LGBT people continue to stay. And the worst enemies of an LGBT are LGBT themselves who have been indoctrinated and who stay in those churches. Niyakap na. Niyakap na ang hopelessness, ang sickness. Sickness not of LGBT but the sickness of that indoctrination. Niyakap na mga people living with HIV. Niyakap na, well, mamamatay na lang din naman ako, hindi na ako magagamot. At marami ngayong election nagsasabi, tanggapin nyo na lang ang resulta. Yakapin nyo na, give him a chance. Ganda paging, maganda naman pakinggan. Eh, no? Bati-bati na tayo tapos ng election. Ikaw naman ang mag-aahon sa buhay mo, hindi ang binoto. Jesus asks you, do you want to be made well? Yun yung tanong ni Jesus dun sa sick man. Eh. Do you want to be made well? Gusto mo bang maging buo? It's not even, gusto mo bang gumaling? Do you want to be healed? Hindi yun yung tanong eh. The tanong was, do you want to be made well? Gusto mo bang mapabuti? Gusto mo bang maging buo muli? Gusto mo bang lumaya? At ang natural na sagot dapat dyan ay, yes, Lord! Yes, yes, Lord! May kang tanong, di ba? Yes, Lord! Yes, yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Gusto ko! Now na, heal me and set me free! And yet, yung sagot ng lalaki ay, pero kasi wala namang bubuhat sa akin para mailagay ako doon sa pool. Tuwing susubukan ko, palaging may nauuna sa akin. Yun yung sagot ng lalaki. In short, it is short of saying, eh hindi naman posible kasi ganito ang sitwasyon ko. It is not possible. This is my situation. Kung tutuusin, unlike the other healing stories of Jesus, another thing that to notice about this story, if you are reading carefully, if you're listening carefully, unlike the other healing stories of Jesus, this is a healing story where the person did not have faith. The person did not have faith. The person did not express or manifested faith. In the other healing stories, Jesus would often say, pag pinagaling niya na, gumaling na, your faith has healed you. But here, there was no manifestation of faith from the man. On the contrary, his response was a response of defeat, of accepting his situation and his enslavement. Kasi nga, niyakap niya na yung hihiga na lang ako dito at nahiga siya doon for 38 years. At the same time, Jesus didn't say, be healed. Be healed. Hindi sinabi ni Jesus, be done according to what you wish. Hindi sinabi ni Jesus. Matalas at pautos, inutos ni Jesus, tumayo ka. Tumayo ka dyan. Kunin mo ang iyong higaan at lumakad ka. At hindi nangyari yung healing para lumakad siya. Nangyari yung healing nung siya ay tumayo na. Gets nyo? Hindi siya na-heal and then saka siya tumayo. Tumayo siya and then saka siya na-heal. Sometimes to be made well is to listen to people who challenge you to get up and get out of the situations, conditions, practices, and thinking that you have become so comfortable with. Sometimes to be made well is to listen to the people who are resisting the message of the system, the counter message. You know, Jesus asks you, me, all of us, do you want to be made well? Many would respond in the same manner as the man who have been sick for 38 years and laying there, embracing his condition and situation. But Jesus commands, stand up, carry your mat and walk. Stand up, pick up yourself and walk. You want to be made well? Tumayo ka. Do something. Start moving. Stand up, live again, hope again, love again. You have laid there for so long. You have believed superstition for too long. You have been enslaved for too long. You have embraced the system far too long. Stand up. Tumayo at tumindig bilang LGBTQI+. Huwag mong tanggapin ang iyong oppression. Huwag mong tanggapin na ganyan ka na lang dahil LGBT ka. Tumayo ka at lisanin mo. Lisanin mo na ang mga tsakang spaces, lalo na ang mga tsaka mong simbahan na siyang nagdudulot sa iyo ng iyong karamdamang pang-spiritual, mental, emotional, and even physical. Tumayo at tumindig ka bilang person living with HIV. Ang HIV is just, ano yung ibig sabihin HIV? Human immunodeficiency virus. It is just a virus. A virus has no moral, theological, or spiritual significance. It is people who put meaning to the virus when the virus itself has nothing to do with your religion, has nothing to do about morality. Do not let HIV pull you down and let you lay there for 38 years. Stand up, tumayo ka, even as you are a person living with HIV. Huwag mong i-define ang sarili mo at huwag mong hayang i-define ka ng ibang tao dahil lang sa HIV status mo. Itayo mo ang iyong sarili, huwag mong tanggapin at yakapin ang sinasabi sa iyo ng simbahan at lipunan kung ito ay mapang-alipin at mapanakit. Hindi mo kasalanan at hindi mo pagkaalipin ang pagiging LGBT or ang virus ng HIV. There's a lot of anxiety because of the election results. Nakakawala ng motivation for the 14 plus million. Actually, hindi lang 14 million eh. Kasi may 1 million na bumoto kay Isko, may 3 plus million na bumoto kay Pacquiao, and then several hundred thousand bumoto kay Lacson. And then out of the 110 million Filipinos, 65 million lang naman yung, well, not even. 65 million yung botante, pero hindi lahat yun bumoto. So there's still about 55 million Filipinos. Tayo! Tindig! Do not let the results of this election make you stay in your mat, laying there and watching things to just happen. Stand up, carry your mat, and walk. Do something, start moving, be part of the movement. This command of Jesus some 2,000 years ago is still heard today. You can still hear it. Not just from me, na nagsasabi sa inyo ngayon. It can also be heard from people, mentors, and communities who will tell you and command you hard and uncomfortable truths. Those who will challenge you with unconventional wisdom. Those who will ask you to get up and get out of your comfort zones and familiar places. Those who will push you to grow and learn, kahit na mahirap, kahit na masakit, kahit na nakakaloka. They will say it to you. You will hear it from those who will oppose you by not allowing you to make an excuse or justification of your mediocrity, procrastination, or stubbornness. Marami din sa mga LGBT, stubborn, matigas ang ulo, procrastinating. Well, also, of course, we recognize the system that makes them that way. But you will hear the command of Jesus to stand up and walk from people who will oppose you, who will tell to your face, te hindi. Hindi pwede. Te, hindi ka na talaga mahal niya. Move on. We know someone from many years ago. I know someone in MCC na may jowa siya at alam niya, alam namin na talagang ginagamit lang siya ng jowa niya. Hindi siya mahal ng jowa niya. And yung jowa niya, nahuli pa namin na talking very badly about him. And that this friend of ours would still make justification bakit siya patuloy na paulit-ulit na lang na dumating na kami sa puntong pero te, alam mo naman, di ba, hindi ka naman talaga niya mahal, pwede bang iwan mo na Kasi siyempre sa counseling, di ba, ang chika, don't make suggestions, don't make, let them, ganyan. Pero dumating na talaga sa punto, as in extreme na puntong, te, stop na, tigilan mo, pero matigas pa rin na, di ba? So, you will hear the command of Jesus by those, sometimes, not all the time, kasi meron din naman mga nag-o-oppose sa'yo dahil lang gusto ka lang i-oppose. But you have to be very, very discerning of people who care about you. Care about you enough to tell you that's hindi pwede yung ganyan. Care enough to tell you or care enough to oppose you and not accept your excuses or justifications. Jesus commands you to stand up and resist the systems that makes you sick, to walk away from the system that pulls you down to the ground. Jesus commands you in the faces and voices of those who will not coddle you, those who will not accept the drama that has been debilitating you for so long. Jesus commands you, but it is you who must make the effort to stand, muster the energy to carry your mat, and to push yourself to walk again, whoever you are and whatever it is that is weighing you down. And take notice, hindi sinabi ni Jesus, iwan mo yung mat. Ang sabi niya, buhatin mo. Even though the mat is the one niyakap mo, yung mat yung parang niyakap mo ng sitwasyon mo, buhatin mo yung sitwasyon na yon. Carry it with you as a reminder that once upon a time, you were there for 38 years. Jesus commands you, but it is you who must make the effort to stand, the energy to carry your mat, and it is you who need to push yourself to walk again, whoever you are and whatever it is that it is weighing you down. And only then will you receive healing. Only then will you receive wholeness and well-being. Jesus commands you. Jesus extends His hands to you. Jesus stands with you and will journey with you. And hopefully, someday, you will also be the face, the voice of Jesus that commands and challenges others to stand up, pick up themselves, and walk again. Hopefully, someday, you will be to tell people that. Shanawa. Amen.